USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is inside his New York City residence on the eve of his indictment. He'll face charges Tuesday related to an alleged hush money deal to an adult film actress to conceal an alleged affair. Members of the media far outnumbered the handful of demonstrators who showed up outside Trump Tower in support of the former president Monday. However, those Trump supporters who turned out are just as passionate as ever.
They're trying to get the most powerful Republican off the ballot. That's all they're doing.
They don't want him in Washington, D.C. because they don't want him to mess up the status quo.
Mayor Eric Adams is reminding any potential demonstrators that they will be arrested for any vandalism or violence.
New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Meanwhile, the NYPD works around the problems of keeping Trump himself safe. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today signed into law a measure allowing constitutional carry. The new law eliminates the requirement to obtain a state permit to carry a concealed weapon in the Sunshine State. Fred Gutenberg lost his daughter Jamie in the Parkland school shooting.
Ron DeSantis today put his signature to a bill that guarantees there will be more Jamies in America. Or in Florida, I should say.
The new legislation does not change Florida requirements to purchase a firearm. One of those requirements is a background check. The recovery effort is underway in Arkansas after devastating tornadoes left widespread damage and 5 people dead in the state. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I can't tell you how thankful we are for the absolute outpouring of support that we have seen as we've traveled across the state over the last couple days from Arkansans stepping up and helping their neighbor.
President Biden issued a federal disaster declaration for Arkansas. And First Lady Jill Biden's plane was diverted back to Denver due to an aircraft issue. She was on her way to Michigan to promote her husband's Investing in America initiative. Her press secretary said everyone's safe. The planes landed back on the ground in Denver. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden highlighting his efforts to boost jobs and clean energy manufacturing.
The plan is to invest in America in a literal sense, not overseas, in America. Invest in ourselves, and it's working.
While speaking from the Cummins manufacturing plant in Fridley, Minnesota, Biden laid out how the engine manufacturer will start building electrolyzers in the U.S. for the first time, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. The technology is used to produce clean hydrogen power. Lawmakers in the state of Texas are weighing a permanent ban of TikTok on government devices. The push is led by State Senator Brian Birdwell.
TikTok poses a significant threat to the privacy of citizens of the state of Texas, our state security, and potentially a national security.
If passed, his bill would ban the Chinese-owned app on a wide swath of state-owned devices. That includes the ones issued to college and public school teachers. But not their personal cell phones. Your tax refund might be a few $100 less than usual this year. Latest IRS data shows the total amount refunded to taxpayers is $172 billion, which is more than $16 billion less than in 2022. That's an average refund of just under $3,000, which is $360 less per person since last year. Pandemic-era federal payment programs expiring are the main reason the IRS predicted this would happen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.